Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction that sparked the Me Too movement has been overturned. The New York Appeals Court finding the judge made a mistake by allowing other women whose accusations were not a part of the case to testify. The 72-year-old remains in prison on a separate conviction. A memorial is being held for the security guard killed in the Bondi attack today. Faraz Tahir was one of six who lost their lives. His brother, Murtaza Bashir, says he put himself in harm's way to protect the public.
We are very proud of him. Islam, our religion, it says that if you save even one human, you save all the humanity.
Damning figures have been released showing just how long it's taking for people to get into social housing. It's now more than 2.5 years from being on the wait list to getting into a place here in the Hunter. That's an increase of 8 months since June last year. Homelessness New South Wales CEO Dom Rowe says there's a simple solution.
The government needs to build 5,000 new social homes each year for the next decade to move us from 1 in 20 social homes to 1 in 10 social homes.
And New South Wales Health has issued a warning following a spate of nitazene overdoses. There's been 20 related to the synthetic opioid in Sydney over the past month alone. Big wins in the NRL overnight. The Roosters flogging the Dragons 60-18. Melbourne handed the Bunnies a 54-20 defeat, while Gold Coast nabbed a shock 27-24 win over the Warriors across the ditch. Still on footy, and Dylan Lucas has given us an insight into the man replacing injured skipper Kalyn Ponga. David Armstrong will play fullback against the Dolphins on Sunday. The second rower says the young gun is a valuable addition both on and off the field.
He's a good fella to have around the club. He's pretty funny, young Davey, and he's very electric on the field. He's fast and he competes hard, so I can't wait to get out there with him on Sunday.
Dane Gagai and Jaden Brayley will share the captain's duties with KP out. And the Jets farewell veteran Jason Hoffman at McDonald Jones Stadium tomorrow, the game against Central Coast also marking his 300th top flight game.